Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes.
You know, Alan, years and years ago, when Malbecs really kind of first started drifting in, there were a lot of relatively inexpensive wines that came out. And you kind of got what you paid for. But it's now a much more established varietal. And you went back and looked at some entry-level ones just to see if the quality had changed at all.
Unfortunately, it's something of a mixed bag, but there are better ones out there. Let's start with one called Steak Wine from Mendoza. It's a very young Malbec from 2023, seemingly custom designed for the American market. First of all, this is a notably dark wine, which corresponds to the power of the aroma, which is quite nice. And I was finding things like raspberry toffee with a whiff of lavender, a touch of milk chocolate. So that's pretty nice. The wine's flavor, however, left a lot to be desired. There was a strong streak of sourness running through it. And if there was fruit, the only thing I was picking up was sour cherry.
Okay.
So it might go pretty well with pizza.
Right.
But not much more.
You wouldn't be enthusiastic. And that was entry-level price?
Yeah, that's at $13.
Okay.
The next one is a Casa di Campo Malbec. Also $13. I thought this was a little bit better. It's a Malbec that's built along lean lines. It combines good acidic structure with good layers of flavor. And unlike most Malbecs, this one has scarcely, it's not much more than medium bodied.
Okay.
So it's not a big, huge wine. The fruit centers on dark red flavors and aromas, cherries, blackberries, with a touch of spice. And the fruit doesn't really run very deep, which accounts for the leanness of the wine.
Right.
And there are very mild tannins, which is actually an improvement in my mind.
Right.
So I think this would be good with big cheeses.
Yeah.
You know, pretty nice. That's Casa di Campo Malbec at $13. Now, here's one that I came across that I did respect. It's called Chimango Malbec, from Mendoza.
Right.
2022, $14, just a buck more.
Okay.
This Malbec was pretty good. The first thing I noticed was its smooth texture and very mild tannins. And the wine, as it opened, it started to show some detail. It is a big red wine with intense flavors. And at this price, I think it over-delivers. $14. I was finding notes of pomegranate, black coffee, and sour cherry. And the whole flavor offers just a shade of sweetness, which makes it very, very approachable. So the Chimango Malbec at $14 was my wine of the week.
Wow.
And it's really interesting to notice how Malbec has really entered our vocabulary.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things is I recently came across a white Malbec that I thought was
Yeah. I remember the first time somebody gave me one of those, and I just about fell out of my chair. but it was actually pretty good. But some people feel that because Malbec is such an easy name to pronounce, that has led to a lot of its popularity.
Who knows?
And a lot of people in bars make it kind of their default go-to wine, and it really has done very, very well there. No doubt that they're playing to the American market.
Oh, totally.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because it is a huge market. And it's done very, very well over the last few years. So there's some Malbecs. It may pay to pay a little bit more.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR.